This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, is here. Only show of its kind with no notes, no scripts, no teleprompter, no assistants. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. Shoot from the hip, speak from the heart. Let it fly and take no prisoners. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. I'm on the warpath, baby. Let me open this hour, though. I saved a little special announcement for opening this hour because I want you all to go to a little event tomorrow morning because I love the police. You know, nothing in the world makes me happier than seeing good things happen for police officers because all they do is sacrifice their lives for us. They are just such incredible people. You know, I like to compare them to teachers. And I don't mean to be down on teachers, but you got to be kidding me. Teachers can't, you know, oh my God, I can't go back to work. Oh my God, COVID, I can't go back to work. I'll die. And policemen just go to work every day. Have you heard policemen complain? Have you heard them complain? Policemen go to work every day. Policemen don't say, I can't go to work. How come teachers get to say they can't go to work? Teachers say, oh, I can't be in a classroom with children. They'll give me COVID. And don't forget, in Los Angeles and many other school districts around the country, the teachers' unions say it's about COVID, but then a minute later they put out a list of demands, and it's not about COVID, it's about defunding the police. If you defund the police and give us their money, we'll go to work in September. Really? Defund the police and end charter schools, and we'll show up for work. Really? Have you been watching documentaries about the Gambino crime family? Teachers' unions are extorting, trying to extort the government and the people and the taxpayers of the United States. Teachers go to work only if you defund the police. Can you imagine a cop saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to show up tomorrow. Let all the murderers kill everybody. Unless you defund the teachers and end school and give me the money. I mean, it's so funny to even think of that, right? That's what teachers are saying. We'll go to work and we'll teach the kids if you defund the police and give us the extra money. What? And then think about the other argument teachers make. I won't go to school because I might die from COVID. But there are 9 million children going to school in the state of California, and not one has died of COVID. Zero. 9 million, or at least this stat I got was like 2 weeks ago. So who knows? Maybe one has died in the 2 weeks since. But the point is, it was zero children out of 9 million. And studies from all over the world show children don't get COVID. When they do get COVID, it's mild, and they don't give it to adults. Very rare. So, to my knowledge, there's been zero proof there was ever a transmission of a kid to a teacher. But now think about police officers. They're dealing with the worst scumbags in the world. Smelly, dirty, poo on themselves, homeless people with sharp objects in their pockets. Drug addicts. Alcoholics pulled over for drunk driving. Bums on the street. Murderers, rapists, with all kinds of disgusting, sticky substances in their hand. This is what cops deal with all day. And they're going out there without complaining in the age of COVID. With all this going on, I've never heard a cop complain. And teachers are like, wow, something's wrong with you, and I know what it is. You're all a bunch of commie snowflakes. Teachers are all communists, and all their unions are communists. And you go, oh, Wayne, that's a little extreme. Really? So saying I will only teach if you defund the police, take police off the streets, help the criminals, that's not communist. Saying I'll only teach if you defund the charter schools, so kids have no longer any choice and we have no competition. All the kids have to learn in our crappy classrooms where they learn absolutely nothing. You can't let them out where some black kids might actually get an education. You know, I don't know how many of you know, but in like a city like Chicago, they have two charter schools that I know of. There may be 10, but there's two of them I know of that are in competition with each other where every kid in the school is black. And every single kid gets accepted to college. They're expected to wear a uniform to school each day. They're expected to be disciplined. They cannot ever miss unless they're really sick. And some will be sent to your house to find out if you're really sick. Those kids all wind up in college. Charter schools work. They have to wear a suit and a tie to school every day. And in the public schools in Chicago, nobody goes to college. They're relegated to a life of being losers. Welfare, drug addicts, drug dealing, crime, teen pregnancy. Public schools are a cesspool, a toilet bowl, because of public school teachers' unions. Meanwhile, all the policemen are conservative Republicans. Almost every cop I've ever met is a conservative. And they go to work every day. And there's the difference between conservatives and liberals. Conservatives go to work every day, and liberals don't. And by the way, that's why conservative talk radio works. Conservative talk radio works because almost everyone listening is in their car. They're going to work or they're coming from work, and that's why they love conservative talk radio. Find me someone who works, they listen to conservative talk radio. Find me someone who doesn't work, they don't listen to radio. They're not in their cars. They watch TV. They watch, you know, Phil, Dr. Phil. They watch, in the old days, Oprah Winfrey and what's that guy's name? Springer, Jerry Springer. Those shows aren't around anymore, but in the old days, that's what they used to watch. You find me an uneducated liberal waiting for his EBT card, sleeping late. They're watching cartoons, Springer and Oprah. Today, Dr. Phil and Wendy Williams. And you find me a conservative. They don't watch TV. They go to work every day. And on the way to work and on the way from work, they're listening to Wayne Allyn Root. Intelligent people listen to Wayne Allyn Root. Anyway, I got off on a tangent because I wanted to tell you how much I love cops. I wanted to compare them to little babies like teachers, little liberal commie babies like teachers, who don't even want to do their job but want to get paid for not doing their job. While cops have to put up with COVID and death every day, and they just go to work and don't complain. Great people. So there's going to be a community thank you to our Las Vegas Metro Police tomorrow. Their incredible bravery in the midst of horribly biased media coverage, their strength facing negative politicians that disparage them, standing strong while listening to foul, cursing, swearing, name-calling protesters. By the way, most of the liberal Antifa protesters scream the N-word to black cops, in case you didn't know that. The only racists in the society are liberals. These cops push back against violence. They face it, people face-to-face, spitting at them, hurting them, touching them. We, your silent majority in Las Vegas, stand with you and your families. We're proud of you. So join them tomorrow. This is not my organization, by the way. It's not my event. But I wanted to publicize it because it's for a good cause. Tomorrow, Friday, July 31st, at 9 a.m., at the Downtown Metro Command Center at 621 North 9th Street in Las Vegas, it is an event to honor law enforcement. Bring family, bring friends, bring fellow patriots, organized by Las Vegas citizens for freedom, law, and order. It's a nice thing. It is a good cause. I thought I'd publicize it. Tomorrow, Friday, 9 a.m., Downtown Metro Command Center, 621 North 9th Street in Las Vegas. Good stuff. See you there. Okay. So, not my event, not my organization, but I wanted you to know about it. And I hope some of you get a chance to go, because the cops deserve that. Good people. And sometime in September, October, I'm going to organize a massive event. When Wayne Root says come, it means 5,000 to 10,000 will be there, and maybe more. And that's going to be a massive event. And the reason I don't do summer events, by the way, I've not wanted to, is because it's 110 degrees out there. And a lot of my fans are 60 and over. They don't want to stand out there in the heat. It's 110 degrees, for God's sakes. I'm going to wait. I'm a smart guy. I'm going to wait until it's 68 in the morning, you know, 65 in the morning. And in the evening, it cools off, even on the hottest days of late September, October, even if it's still occasionally 195. At night, it's 70. It's cool. It's beautiful. I go out at night now to walk my dogs. It's like walking your dog in a sauna. So ridiculous this time of year. Anyway, we'll get a huge event going this fall. Either it'll be a pro-police event or a combined police anti-illegal immigration event, or maybe a pro-police, pro-Trump event. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We're going to have some sort of a event that will knock everyone's socks off, and the whole nation will be watching. Let me segue to a couple of big news stories. First of all, the GDP crashed by a record 32.9% in the last quarter. No surprise. Is there anybody who's surprised? Is there anybody who doesn't know when you shut down an economy, the GDP goes down by 32.9%, all-time record? Worse than a Great Depression? Of course. I told you in late February and early March, if you shut down the economy, you're going to ruin the country. Everyone's going to be broke. You're going to kill every restaurant. Restaurants, in my opinion, the single most important business in America, besides like stocks, real estate, and mortgages, and insurance. Those are like the biggest businesses in America. Then I put restaurants. Because, number one, people love to go out to eat. It's one of the most, you know, favorite things in the world for people, including me. I eat out 7 nights a week. I love eating out. If I had to stay in my house all day and do radio all day and do TV all day and do work all day and run businesses all day, and then at night you told me stay home and have your wife make you a plate of pasta? I mean, what are you kidding me? I work all day. I want to go out at night. I want to enjoy life. It's the whole reason you make money, enjoy life. Go to a nice restaurant. So I eat out all the time. I think restaurants are the most important part of our whole society. When you think of who they employ, the millions and millions of people that work at restaurants and make a living and pay taxes and send their kids to school because of restaurants, and you just destroyed every restaurant in America, and you destroyed every small business in America, and the GDP is down by 32%, and you did that because we were only closed 6 weeks or so. In states like Georgia, Texas, a lousy 6 weeks. Can you imagine what would happen if you ever closed for another 2 months? Can you imagine if some idiot liberal, which they want to do right now, were to close the economy again? Do you have any idea what would happen to the United States of America? We're done. This is the worst experiment. I was going to say the greatest. It is the greatest and grandest, but the worst experiment in world history. This is Frankenstein meets Godzilla. You want to know what happens to a society if you close business for months at a time, and if you do it a second time, nobody will ever have a job again. And I'm not exaggerating. As of today, they said of the 50 million people unemployed, they're thinking a majority will never get a job again. Certainly not one as good as the job they had. If you do it again, it's the end of the world. Idiots.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. It's going on all over the world. World leaders are all on hydroxychloroquine. Brazil's president Bolsonaro credits hydroxychloroquine with helping his beat his COVID infection. He tested positive on July 7th. In a tweet, he wrote, now negative, good morning, everyone, along with a photo of him smiling and holding a packet of hydroxychloroquine. Oh, that's funny. Prior to his diagnosis, Bolsonaro often appeared in public to shake hands with supporters, mingle with crowds, at times without a mask. He also said, I don't know. It's all, look, I don't want to read this whole thing. All I can tell you is a photo of him with a box of hydroxychloroquine and him smiling with his thumbs up and saying he's now negative. And I tried to tell you, hydroxychloroquine works. I've had so many guests on that say it works. There's more hydroxychloroquine news because Ohio banned it yesterday. Can you imagine how sick these people are? The Ohio Board of Pharmacy banned it yesterday. They had a rule preventing the use of hydroxychloroquine yesterday, after all we've proved that it works. And today, Ohio withdraws their ban on hydroxychloroquine, and Fauci's accused of a misinformation campaign. The Ohio Board of Pharmacy withdrew a rule preventing the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19 after Governor Mike DeWine called on the board to halt the rule as a result of feedback received by the medical and patient community, and at the request of Governor DeWine, the State of Ohio Board of Pharmacy has withdrawn the proposed rule. Therefore, prohibitions on prescribing chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine in Ohio for the treatment of COVID-19 will not take effect at this time. How do you like that? How do you like them apples, baby? We're getting some wins here. We're getting some wins. DeWine didn't say he loves hydroxychloroquine. DeWine's a rhino. But But he did say he agreed with the FDA commissioner, who said the decision to use hydroxychloroquine should be between the doctor and the patient. Which I like. That I like. I have no problem with that. No problem at all. And I got to tell you, Yale epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Rich has accused Dr. Anthony Fauci of waging a misinformation campaign against the drug. Fauci, you're a killer. Okay? People are dying because you have an agenda against hydroxychloroquine. And the question is why? Why are you such a fraud, Fauci? Someone has to examine why you're a fraud. You know the way life works? I remember when George H.W. Bush, after the invasion of Iraq, his popularity was like 96%. The whole country loved him. And it was only a year later he lost to Bill Clinton. And everybody hated him. And it all happens fast. And I'm telling you, Fauci's popular at the moment, or at least the polls claim he is, the same fake polls that show Trump's losing. But it's all going to turn, and you're going to be one of the most hated men in America, Fauci, when people find out you let their loved ones die. Because you wouldn't let them use hydroxychloroquine, or you badmouthed it so badly nobody wants to prescribe it. Everyone's scared to prescribe it. They're scared to be sued. Fauci downplayed the drug's purported benefit, claiming the overwhelming prevailing clinical trials that have looked at the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine have indicated it's not effective. That's a lie. This guy Risch from Yale is sharply criticizing Fauci's approach to evaluating the drug's effectiveness, arguing that repeated trials and tests have shown it is markedly effective at treating COVID as long as it's administered properly. Meaning early in the first 5 days after you diagnosed with COVID. And I'm not sure if Rich understands this, but if it's prescribed with a combination of hydroxychloroquine, zinc sulfate, and Z-Pak. On Tuesday, Rich went further, charging in an interview with Just the News that Fauci is perpetuating a misinformation campaign in his opposition to the drug. Fauci has been maintaining a studious position that only randomized controlled trial evidence has any value, and everything else he calls anecdotal. Rich called hydroxychloroquine in an editorial in Newsweek last week the key to defeating COVID, and said it was particularly effective in conjunction with zinc and antibiotics. Highly effective. He said the drug could save 100,000 lives if widely deployed. Meanwhile, Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn, I don't trust these people at the FDA as far as you can spit at them, but he did note that some medical observational studies suggest a benefit to the drug. How nice of you. You know what the FDA is known for? All they do is approve drugs that kill you. 150,000 people or so die every year prescribed legal drugs by doctors, MDs. And nobody says a word about that. You know why? Because they've bribed the TV networks. Every other ad is for drugs with massive side effects. And now you got a drug that works and you want to badmouth it or just say, yeah, there's a little bit of evidence that's okay. Because it only costs $15. That's what you're mad about. That's the truth. Raw truth and nothing but the truth on the way down.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is stepping in to help give people more financial resources during the coronavirus pandemic.
But I'm asking Congress to pass additional legislation to support Americans in need.
The president also saying during a press briefing that extreme partisan voices need to be ignored. As far as unemployment benefits, President Trump continues.
First, we want a temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic.
As schools across the country begin to slowly and safely reopen with some sort of learning, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos tells Fox News she's not a fan of teachers going on strike.
Parents and children can't be held captive to others' fears or agendas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Back. Let me mention the sponsor of the show, and I'll grab some calls, too. Want the call-in number? It's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255, which is 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free. Love to hear from you. OptiVita USA, I'd love to hear from them. Just got my shipment today, by the way. The doorbell rang, and it was a UPS shipment from OptiVita, and they sent me all the wonderful products that I use now, including their liquid, their skin gel, their throat lozenge. I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. I believe it's the reason I'm strong and healthy, my immune system's strong. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I've arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. That's what they call it, the Root Silver Bundle. First of all, you get the guidebook free, but that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it into the right places. So for a limited time, they're giving you three silver applicators free, a spray bottle, a dropper bottle, and a fine mist nasal sprayer. All three are free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Exclusively for my listeners, remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. PatentedSilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, toll-free 844-5-SILVER. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Let's grab Bruce right now. Bruce on the line. Bruce, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I totally agree with you as far as the teachers' unions. I've been a teacher for 35 years, but I wouldn't paint with such a broad brush. You'd be surprised at how many conservative Republican teachers there are. I totally agree with you, though. The teachers' union is as communist as they come. Right.
Got it.
That's why I don't belong to it. But as far as teachers, and you know, I've been a teacher 35 years. I've missed 12 days in 35 years.
Well, you're a great man, Bruce. You're a great man. Great man.
But,
and by the way, question.
Yeah.
What percentage of teachers you've worked with in all these years are liberal versus conservative? It's got to be small. Conservative isn't more than 10 or 15%, is it?
I would say more than the 10 or 15, but definitely the minority. I tell you what, and this is not just teachers, in society in general, what makes the liberals stand out, they're just so vocal and aggressive. That's why they stand out. But the thing is, like in America, I think people are going to be surprised at the turnout of Republicans that are fed up with these aggressive, dominant liberals trying to ram things down our throats, trying to change our society. And I think they're going to come out in droves in November. I hope they do.
Oh, well, you and I both agree, and you and I both hope. We'll see. You never know till the moment it happens.
Yep.
In 2016, I predicted all along that Trump would win, but on the actual day of the event, you know, it's like saying we're going to win a baseball game, and then when the day comes, you're behind 9-0, and you're scared. Holy crap, I'm wrong. I thought I was right. I was, you know, so I was scared when the day came. All of a sudden, all the exit polls showed that people were voting for Hillary Clinton. I was like, oh, my God, could I have been wrong? That's not possible. Could I have been wrong? And sure enough, I wasn't wrong. I was right. But those exit polls really got me scared. So the exit polls are no different than the polls you're hearing now. Nobody wants to tell a pollster in public they vote for Trump. And so Trump is really winning while you think he's losing. So, hey, Bruce, thank you for the call.
What?
And thank you for being a good teacher. We really appreciate you being a conservative and a teacher, which means you care about your kids and you're teaching them the right patriotic things. Let's take Chris on line two. Chris, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, good, Wayne. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Question. I mean,
Well, yeah, I've been reading the stats on COVID online, and my head is spinning because I've never heard anybody talk about this. We've had four pandemics in the last 70 years, right? The Asian flu, Hong Kong flu, bird flu, and now this Wuhan COVID thing.
Yes.
Everyone is consistent with about a third to a half a percent of the people infected die. Why is it that we had 60 million people? This is according to the CDC website, all right? We had 60 million people infected with bird flu. About a half a percent died, a little under 300,000. We have only 4.3 million infected in this country. And look at what they're doing. I mean, why is nobody calling them on the carpet? This is basic math. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not. No, you're not. I mean, you're saying, why would you ever think of closing the economy over something that is actually small compared to some prior pandemics, right? That's what you're getting at. Why would you ever close the economy? We didn't close it before.
We have less than 10% of the people infected. 60 million were infected in 2009 and 2010.
Yeah.
Every day I check the numbers. We have 4.3 million infected, and yet everybody's running around with a panic mode and a mask on. I mean, I get it. We got to be safe, but I mean, can we not have a reality check? Is there not a way to put this on TV or something, or get this out there for people to understand?
Well, look, you know, I get it out there, Chris. You know, I'm out there with it every day, 3 hours a day here on national radio, 2 hours in the morning with local radio. I'm out there getting it out, but beyond conservatives, you know, and I preach to the choir, unfortunately. I think 99% of my audience is just conservatives, and so maybe there's a few people that tune in for the first time in their lives, and there's a few independents, so it's probably 98% conservative, 1% people tuning in by mistake, and maybe you could convert them, and 1% independents who lean right. But other than that, I'm not reaching any liberals. Liberals won't listen to my show. So you say, can we get it on mainstream media? No, they won't do that. They want the economy to be closed. They want it to be closed. And Governor Sisolak is an offshoot. He's a liberal that wants it to be closed, but he's not in California. So he can't be Gavin Newsom and close the economy because the casino owners in this town own him. They gave him all his money when he ran for office, right? So he can't close the economy, but he could do something worse. He could leave it open, but fine all the business owners who are in no control over every customer in the store and every employee outside their premises and whether they wear a mask or not, and he could destroy their businesses, and he's doing that. So see, there's many different ways that a liberal, commie, socialist, idiot governor can destroy your economy. Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, this guy, Sisolak, they've all got Cuomo, they've all got their own little ways of destroying the economy. It's all, they all have one thing in common. Liberals hate businessmen and businesswomen, and they want us all to die. They want our businesses to die. They want us to be financially bankrupt, and they want us even to die. They won't give us hydroxychloroquine. They literally want us to die. That's what they have in common, and it's so sad, and it's so pathetic, because let me tell you right here, I hate liberals. I hate you. But I've never wanted you to die, and I've never done anything to hurt you, and I've never stopped you from, like, unlike Twitter or Facebook, I've never stopped you from saying what you believe. Not once have I ever done that, and I've never done anything that would make you die. So it shows you how extreme and radical the other side is. They hate us and want to kill us, and I just don't think we can all live together anymore. I really don't. I think we're headed for a civil war. You want to kill us, we can't live in the same world as you anymore. Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me continue with my theme of this segment, although let me give the call a number again. A few more people want to share their views. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. First of all, you say, Wayne, we can't live together. Why can't we live together? The Department of Justice said there's no case against Michael Flynn. You have to drop it. Flynn is innocent of all charges, and we're erasing the guilty verdict, and we're letting him go. And the D.C. judge would not listen to the DOJ and would not let the case go. And he literally appealed to the U.S. Appeals Court for the District of Columbia. And today they vacated an earlier ruling to dismiss the case of Mike Flynn. So they're going to go to a hearing again. This man cannot get off. He was let go by the Justice Department, and that's still not good enough. It's time for President Trump to say, go F yourself. You are pardoned 100%. No one's going near my man Flynn ever again. It's time to say that, President Trump. These people are so vicious. After the things I've said about liberals, they'll frame me. They'll plant drugs in my car, they'll arrest me, and then a liberal judge will sentence me to life in prison. That's how horrible and corrupt and vicious liberals are. I trust no judge anymore. They're all communists, and they're part of the deep state and the D.C. swamp, and they'll do anything to protect big government and their pensions and the government employee unions and try and destroy conservatives. He would not. He will not let go of Judge Flynn. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a few years ago when the IRS, my lawyer said he's dealt with people at the IRS for 30 years. They're all reasonable people. But not when it was Wayne Root. When he called to take it away from the Vegas office of the IRS and transfer it to the L.A. office of the IRS, he said the people in the Vegas IRS office are mentally insane. They would not let it go. They said, we're never giving this case up. Wayne Root is our guy. We're never giving it up. These are sick people. These are boil-a-bunny-rabbit people. Liberals are like Glenn Close. They boil a bunny rabbit on the stove to take out a conservative. They're obsessed. There's a radio host in the mornings in Vegas on Cage on a supposedly conservative station. They have a liberal host who's so obsessed with Wayne Root. All he talks about and thinks about 24 hours a day. These people are all bunny boilers. They're all Glenn Close, Kool-Aid drinking Stepford wives who have such a hatred for conservatives and want to ruin our country so badly and turn us into Cuba that if they ever get their way and you ever give them power, they will knock on your doors like Nazi Gestapo and they will drag us out and they will torture us and murder us. That's what's happening. If you can't see it, you're blind. You're blind. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. When you knock on my door, wait till you see what I got waiting for you.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'm going to show you why, unfortunately, sadly, liberals are the ones who want civil war. I never asked for it. Never. I've never tried to hurt a liberal. I've never tried to censor a liberal. I've never tried to kill a liberal. None of the above. I can live in America with liberals. I can't live with communists. I can't live with radical, crazy communists who want to hurt us and kill us. And that's what you're dealing with. But I'll get to that in a second. The MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I want to mention the sponsor because they're the reason, you know, that we're able to do this show. Thank God for all the wonderful sponsors. I probably have more sponsors per square inch than any radio show in the United States of America. I'm like a NASCAR driver with patches all over his car and all his posters all over his car, patches all over his body, my uniform. I got a patch for MAGA Mall right at the top. MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton, finest embroidery, everything on their caps embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest cap made. Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. Put the V in front of MAGA Mall. It's the, T-H-E, magamall.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So let me prove to you how crazy liberals are, why we can't live together anymore. Because these aren't liberals. These are communist, radical nutcases. Fidel Castro wasn't a liberal. He killed people. He murdered his opponents. Don't you get that? These are communists. Communists murder their opponents. The East German Stasi, the Soviet KGB, the Chinese. I'm no fan of radical Islam. Let me tell you, I'm not a big fan of Muslims. But go in there and fight the Chinese to save the Muslims. They're murdering Muslims. There's a Holocaust going on in China. They're murdering millions of Muslims. But this is what communists do. This is how they think. Rhode Island Governor Raimondo. Thursday, in an interview with WPRI Rhode Island, Governor Gina Raimondo, Democrat, said that both President Trump's tweet floating the idea of delaying the 2020 election and his sending federal officers to quell protests in Portland has led her to the conclusion the president is insane. When tweet, Raimondo said, it's insane. He's insane. He has no authority to do that, as far as I know. He's losing his mind. He's sending in federal agents into states for no apparent reason. You know, we've never seen a president do that in our lifetimes. It is essentially sending in the president's militia into a state over the objections of the governor and law enforcement in that state. No, Gina, you're insane. You're a communist, delusional person. Portland has been under attack for 60 straight days. Seattle, they took over blocks. The president is sending in troops because the governors of blue states and the mayors of blue cities don't mind that their cities are being looted and burned. The entire Minnesota is in shambles. The downtown Minneapolis, shambles. Portland, downtown, shambles. Seattle, shambles. New York City and Chicago were in shambles after the rioting and the burning and the looting. You're delusional. And here's Democrat. They're making believe it didn't happen. Here's Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein praising communist China. It's growing into a respectable nation. She didn't say this 5 years ago, which would make her an idiot and a fraud. She said it today. She praised communist China during a Senate judiciary hearing. We should arrest her. Perp walk her out. These are traitors to the United States of America. Don't you remember? She had a chief of staff that turned out to be a Chinese spy. Now she's praising communist China? She warned against holding China accountable for unleashing a deadly virus, resulting in hundreds of thousands of deaths worldwide. She made these remarks as China continues its abuses against Muslims in China. She says, we hold China as a potential trading partner, as a country that's pulled tens of millions of people out of poverty in a short period of time, as a country growing into a nation amongst other nations. I deeply believe that. Don't you know why she's saying that? Her husband and her probably have billions in Chinese business interests. He's like the... Hey, they're all bought off by the communist Chinese. They make money in China, so they're afraid to speak up. I was just guessing that. Here it is, Dianne Feinstein and her third husband, Richard Bloom, who she married in 1980, have made millions off their financial interests in China. Richard Bloom made millions of dollars off his Chinese investments, and his investments flourished in China after his wife became a U.S. senator. And then a spy appeared on the scene in 93, 1 year after she was elected to the Senate. A key staffer, Chinese spy, when she was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. How about this one? New polls out. 73% of college Democrats support removing statues of the Founding Fathers. Can you live in a country where people think like this? The governor of Rhode Island, the senator of California, college Democrats, they're all insane. Every single one of them insane. They want to kneel for the national anthem. They want to disrespect your country. They want to spit in policemen's faces. They want to defund the police. They want open borders. They want the Green New Deal. They don't want you driving a car. They're insane. Can't live with them anymore. I'll see you tomorrow. I can live with you. Hopefully you can live with me. 3 o'clock tomorrow. It's a day.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.